Steve Fast with you this afternoon on WJBC. 86 degrees outside, and joining me is Eric Kinkle, who recently made possible a sizable monument for a sizable personality.
Rock and roll monument.
Literally a rock and roll monument, or at least a rock monument. Eric, we talked a little bit with you off the air on Friday, and we talked about you and about what you did with Ted Nugent on Friday. Tell us a little bit about this monument up in Palatine.
Well, let me tell you, Steve, first of all, I enjoyed listening to your radio station down there. I've been hearing about you for years from our friends, our blood brothers in arms, Jamie Phelps and Mike Adams from Motorsports down there, so I have a good feel of what you guys are doing. But what I did was I had the genesis of an idea of remembering Ma Nugent. She was the famed columnist for the Illinois Entertainer back in the 80s who had a column called Ma Nugent's Mail. And being a close family friend of the Nugents, I decided before I moved out of Palatine that what I wanted to do was to erect a monument, something to remember Ma by. And Ted was just thrilled with the idea. He said, let's go for it. Let's do it. And so I started, the process. And now I'm a professional rock and roll monument builder, Steve.
Well, this thing is sizable. There's some pictures of it, by the way, if people want to go to Eric's website, erickkinkle.com.
You betcha. There you can see a five-page tribute to Mrs. Nugent. You read all about the woman who brought Ted into this world and the reason, he is in the asset column. And it's all right there. She is the one, to give credit to. And that's what I've done.
Now, this hunk of granite is 7,800 pounds. It's got...
Four tons, my friend.
Yeah, I don't want to undersell it. It's got Ma Nugent's picture, sandblasted right into the rock, and it's in front of a place called Dirty Nelly's.
Dirty Nelly's, yeah. Everybody come down to Dirty Nelly's, 180 North Smith in Palatine, and it resides right underneath their marquee in a beautiful flower bed donated by Paul Menagier from Class Landscaping. We love Paul. And, of course, Blood Brothers, Jamie Phelps and Mike Adams, they helped donate. I was getting donations from all kinds of people who knew I was, putting out some serious financial capital to make this thing happen. And I really appreciate that. I want to say thank you to them. Because the Bloomington connection is strongly there. And Ted Nugent loves Bloomington. I heard he did some real serious acoustical damage down there, huh?
That's what I heard on Sunday. I think actually they're repairing the roof of the U.S. Cellular Coliseum.
The tiles were falling.
Exactly. It was a little like the space shuttle.
That.
So Eric, tell us a little bit about Ma Nugent. And you knew her, and she was an inspiration to a lot of musicians by just kind of providing a little bit of support, right?
Steve, she inspired me to no end, and I've been inoculated with the same blood brother truth that Ted has, and I take that spirit with me every single day of my life, and to no end. Mrs. Nugent used to tell me, if you don't do anything with your music, do good. So over the years, I gave benefit concerts for my beloved sister, Linda, who passed away this last October, and during the year she was alive, I gave benefit concerts for her, and I raised somewhere around $56,000 for her.
Wow.
Those concerts, and I managed to help contribute to her in-home health care in those years. And it was that kind of inspiration, that fueled me during those years. And Ma Nugent was the reason. She was the reason a lot of bands went on to be the big boys, like Dirty Dan Buck and the Deluxury, some rock and roll bands you might know of up here. And they're still going strong because of that same spirit. I wanted to remember her, and now it is in perpetuity in a 4-ton, 7,800-pound rock sitting out in front of Dirty Nelly's. God love it, huh?
When people,
what do you say, Steve?
I tell you what, it's pretty cool, and it's also nice to know that, I remember seeing that Ask Ma Nugent column in the Illinois Entertainer years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, yeah, it was always great. And I always wonder, when people would see her out at a rock show, whether it would be Ted's or somebody else, would people be like, that didn't know any better, they'd be like, well, what's that older woman doing here? I mean, were they surprised by her presence?
They were always surprised because, she seemed out of her element, but I'll tell you, she was truly in her element. It was her idea to want to go out and see those bands. She would, be endlessly bored and, give me a call and say, let's go see a band. I got to get some rock and roll in my blood. She had that spirit, and it was true to her honest, be, and she always wanted people to be the best that they could be, and she would go out and inspire them and tell them, you know, you guys did a great job tonight. I loved your costumes. I loved the music, and the heartbeat was thrilling, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And then these people would be tickled to death. I remember taking Ma backstage to see Billy Joel once, and he was tickled beyond belief that Ma Nugent came to see him, and she gathered all of his bandmates around. Come on over here, everybody, see Ma Nugent's here. And they all knew her. They already knew her. She had that kind of appeal. And you know what? There's nobody else like her, you know, that I can think of right now, you know.
Well, I tell you what, you know what? And it's something that it's cool that there is that that marker to honor her up in Palatine, because it almost seems like it's from sort of a simpler time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And
it's a simpler time, but I see time in sort of continuum. I think there's some of that same attitude still going on in rock and roll today. We just got to bring it to the surface.
Well,
you know, and folks like you down at WJBC, you're still playing the good tunes. You're reminding everybody, all those young rock and roll souls are out there plucking away on the guitar and going, I got to be like somebody. I got to be like somebody. Well, you know what? Be like yourself. Be exactly the best you could be. Be like Ted Nugent if you want. You know, find a screaming guitar and give the world your best. Give it all the rock and roll you can.
Well, Eric,
love it, man.
I think it's pretty cool. And like I said, if people want to see pictures of the monument or read a little bit more about Ma Nugent, they can go to erickkinkle.com, which is your website, and hear some of your music as well.
Exactly. And I'm going to be putting up some more video and some slideshows up there. I've got photographers, you know, coming out of my ears. They're contributing stuff from that particular day. And as we're in, back in the Daily Herald up here today again, and the news story is hitting everywhere across seas. It was in the newspaper in France yesterday, for instance.
Wow.
So we're keeping the story alive. And you know what? I don't really even have to, because that rock will always be there. So come and see it. Paul put some beautiful flagstone in front of it, so y'all can come up and take a picture of you with the rock, you know. And we have the mayor out there. She's just all proud as heck. She called it the first Palatine's first rock festival. Get it?
There we go. Eric, thanks so much for being with us, man.
Hey, thank you, Steve Fast, and say hi to everybody down there for me, especially, you know, Jamie Phelps and Mike Adams. We love you.
All right, thanks a lot. Eric Kinkle joining us this afternoon. A quick break, back with news after this.